Ryan, tell us a little bit about what happened with this fire.
Well, I was making popcorn and the thing caught on fire.
And what did you do right away?
I got the fire extinguisher and put it out, then ran out.
And how did you find out how to do what, take the actions that you did?
Well, the fire chief, because I'm in Boy Scouts, they taught us a lot about it.
Okay. And do you learn any of this stuff at school as well?
A little bit.
Okay. So, and how does Dad feel about all this?
I'm pretty proud of what
you learned from it.
He reacted. He's done well.
Listening to Dad.
It's quite a mess.
Now tonight, we received that award. How does it make you feel?
Proud.
That's important.
Now, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I don't know yet.
Firefighting?
Sure.
All right, anything else you want to say to anybody?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we did have a proper funeral.
You guys put that on the radio?
Yeah.
Yep.
His voice will be on the radio.
Oh, boy.
And Netflix.
Well, yes, I didn't get Dad yet. So, explain to me a little bit more about where you were and what happened.
Well, I was at work, and I got a phone call. Said that there was a fire, and I thought it was the microwave, which I told him to, you know, cook microwave. Instead, he done the kernel popcorn, and then, well, it was not so exciting to hear that he had a fire and called 911. Well, he did call 911. That was a great thing about it, but kind of scary too. So
now, were his siblings in the home at the time?
His sister was supposed to be there. But wasn't, so that was a good thing. And then we later arrived.
How does it make you feel as a dad to know that your son stepped up and saved the property?
It makes me feel really good. I mean, he probably responded better than most adults would. I probably would have got really scared and run out and forgot about the fire.
All right. Was there anything else that you would like to say?
I want to. You know, just thank everybody from the fire department and the bank and everyone in City Hall and stuff. And most of all, to his scout leaders and things that have taught him a lot of things. That's everybody gets their hands up for this one, you know. And so.
Well, congratulations, young man. How old are you?
12.
12? And you live here in Chillicothe?
Yes.
Go to Chillicothe School? Okay.
Middle school.
Middle school. Yeah.